want to get to more important. Cody, if you can come on up here and join me. Now, I just met Cody here a little bit ago. First, does your mother know you're in the Army when I look at you here? I mean, I've got a couple kids in the Army. They look a lot older than you, so I'm... My gosh, I am getting old when I'm hanging around guys like you in the Army. But he is a great U.S. Army Air Defense officer, and it's really my honor to introduce him and to help present him the award as the Army awardee for this year's presentation. A little bit of background from him. He graduated from Edinburgh University up in... Anybody know where that's at? Yeah, up in Northwestern Pennsylvania, way up in the snow belt up there, back in 2011. He has a great military family background. Both his grandfathers served, one of them served in World War II, and one of them served in the Korean War. Both of them have passed away, one of them more recently. Actually, the World War II one passed away just fairly recently when we were talking. And then his brothers, two of his brothers, are serving in the Army right now. And then his younger brother, I believe, is a policeman. Do I have that right? So he serves too. His community here in the United States. He currently commands a battery out of Fort Sill, I guess working for Mark, training our brand new recruits on how to be air defenders out there, making a difference. But he's also had operational deployments in Turkey and in CENTCOM AOR. In such a short career, he's had a great experience to date. My grandfather, by chance, he served in World War I. He passed away when I was a young man, a young boy. And he is from, and he raised my father, who's still alive. He's 82. He's not doing well, as we see here tonight. And my father served in the Navy. He was an enlisted Navy guy on the forestall when I was born in 1961. My dad was deployed as an enlisted guy on the forestall. But they both grew up in Warren, Pennsylvania. And I found that is where Cody is from, Warren, Pennsylvania. And I just could not believe that how that all came together tonight. And I was drugged to Warren, Pennsylvania as a young boy, could go see my grandparents, and you know, couldn't wait to leave as soon as I got there. Did you go to Warren High School?
I did.
Yeah, my father, class of 55 from Warren High School. So it is just this amazing coincidence. But I really became impressed just talking with Cody in the short period of time we've been together, and it's my honor tonight to with Ricky and whoever else is going to come up here to present you with this year's award for the Army. So. Okay, so let's do this here. Now, I want to, it's football time. I didn't drop the football. I did that in Japan. There's a lot of pressure on me back there.
Do you want to throw it, sir?
No. Congratulations, Cody.
Thank you.
I think the floor is yours here.
Thank you very much.
Do you want to do it now?
And before he gets a chance to speak, earlier we had an opportunity to recognize the most outstanding National Guard soldier. Well, coincidentally, Captain Cody Williams is the most outstanding active component soldier. So we'd like to take the opportunity to present him on behalf of the U.S. Army's Air Defense Artillery Branch with the Brigadier General James A. Shipton Award, who is named after the first commandant of the Air Defense Artillery. We more affectionately refer to him as the father of Air Defense Artillery. So congratulations, sir.
Wardrobe malfunction. I apologize. This isn't the Super Bowl. Wow. It is absolutely an honor to be here. If you told me literally any time up to the hour before I found out that I was being awarded this high honor. I would have called you crazy. I have done the best that I can working with my trainees, my soldiers, to help to improve and impact them, to work with them, because the Army is, at its core, a people business. And to have that opportunity, I say frequently I have the best and sometimes the worst job in the Army. It is absolutely the most rewarding and frustrating experience of my life, but the rewards are far outweigh the frustrations. So I cannot say that I am the best active component missile defender, but I have been blessed to be part of the best team of missile defenders, from my trainees to my instructors to my drill sergeants, my battalion commander, Lieutenant Colonel Joe Scott, my brigade commander, who's a very dear mentor to me, which is Colonel Mo Barnett, Colonel Haller, Colonel Promotable Haller, apologies, Command Sergeant Major Burnley, who's sitting somewhere now. There he is back there. Sir, thank you very much for your kind words of wisdom. Liz, thank you for very much for saving me from the conversations of all the generals around me. So I'll keep this very, very brief. I asked my former battery trainer, Chief Warrant Officer Kevin Carruthers, who is a former Shipton Award recipient, what should I worry about for the speech? And he said, nobody's going to care about your speech if you get hit in the face with a football, so just focus on that. So luckily, caught it. Still got the medal, even though it's a little bit of a malfunction. And I cannot thank everybody here enough, from all of our joint partners, all of our service members, all the family members that support those service members, both retired and currently serving, our folks here in D.C. who do the heavy lifting to make our job possible, and of course, Ricky with the MDAA. I met you the first time in Germany, and you were absolutely advocating for more air defense in Germany, and luckily, we are just standing up some new air defense assets in Germany, and I really have to credit that to your dedication and your service to the joint operations in the military as a whole, and I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.